you can't manufacture passion or motivate people to feel passionate. You can only discover what ignites your passion and the passion of those around you. This quote from Good to Great clarifies the third question in the hedgehog concept and how you can use the hedgehog concept to command your transition. What are you deeply passionate about? What are you deeply passionate about? Think about the military. The military doesn't manufacture passion. It can motivate you to feel passionate, but it really motivates you to compliance at a certain point. The truth is, we are a self-selected community of people who have found the uniform and believe the uniform to be the way we ignite our passion. And by self-selecting into this diverse, certain minority, a lot of things, as I said before, are taken care of for us. And we have the time to build skills at a certain economic engine or economic conversion that allows us to see whether this is or is not our passion. That's that flip that happens for someone who serves 5 years and someone that serves 25 years. They find this as their passion early and they stay with it for as long as they possibly can. Understanding now, 16% of military members who serve make it to pension eligibility, which is why blended retirement is a great program and why blended retirement will serve the majority of military members who do not stay in for 20 or more years. Passion's hard. If we can see by that same percentage, even the majority of people who think the military is their passion is not their passion, and they have to go find it somewhere else. This works in the hedgehog concept because we have to go through a lot of times finding the skills that we are good at, seeing if those skills are profitable, and then asking the hard question, is it worth it? And that's the passion question. Is it worth it? So Jim Collins writes about Albert Einstein. It took Einstein 10 years of groping through the fog to get to the theory of special relativity. Now, Einstein is a genius by any standard, but it's not about him being a genius. It's about him finding he was passionate about a certain field of physics that he devoted the rest of his life towards. Collins also writes that for companies, it could take about 4 years to clarify the hedgehog concept, to clarify all three questions about what can you be the best in the world at, what drives your economic engine, and what are you deeply passionate about. And the time's important because it takes time to know that you want to be in the military. It takes a tour. It takes a contract to realize either this is for you or not for you. For some people, it takes two tours or two assignments. For some, it takes 2 days in boot camp to walk away. But you have to give yourself the patience to find your passion over time and understand you're not going to find the excitement the second day after you get out of the services. It's just not going to happen. It probably didn't happen when you came in. So to expect it to happen after we got out compounds our own challenge of trying to be successful, profitable, and skillful, and employed all immediately after the service. That's why I talk about taking anywhere from a month for every year serving to a month for every 10 grand you want to make, because it takes a lot of time to get grounded to the same level of proficiency after the uniform as before the uniform. And more importantly, it takes time to figure out if this is what you really enjoy. So Collins recommends a council, an inner council for companies, and the council does four things. They ask questions guided by the three circles. They dialogue and debate guided by the three circles. They create executive decisions, and they do autopsies and analyses by the three circles. And passion's great, but having people to help you make sure you're following the entire hedgehog concept is even greater. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.